I'm Walt Lindela with Look at What's Going On in Our Community. Earlier today, I spoke with Bobby Ayotte and Mary Jo O'Halloran-Taranjo with Alger County Communities That Care. Their group is hosting a series of events later this week focusing on mental health awareness.
We actually have three events going on because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we really want to get our community in Alger County involved with some events. So our first event that's coming up is Thursday, May 16th. From 5 to 9 p.m., and this is going to be at Mather Elementary School. It's a free event open to the public, but this is where our youth are involved. Our 4-H students are involved. They created some photography that they took in our community about what mental health means to them, and we're going to be posting that all around the school for parents and our community to take a look at. Following this photo gallery, we're going to be showing The Ripple Effect by Kevin Hines. That starts at 6:15 till about 7:45, and then following that documentary, we'll be having a discussion about mental health till about 8:45 on Thursday.
That's one of the things. You've also got a couple of things happening Friday, Saturday, and then into Sunday. You've got something that's called Pizza with a Purpose. What's that?
We do, and pizza always tastes better with purpose. This is our third annual Pizza with a Purpose event. This starts on Friday, May 17th, and Saturday, May 18th, from noon to 9 p.m. at Pictured Rocks Pizza in Munising. We are selling tickets now. Otherwise, you can get a ticket at the door. It's $10 a ticket, and this covers you for a two-topping wood-fired pizza from Pictured Rocks Pizza. And if you haven't tried this pizza, it's so good. It's wood-fired, and it's only the best around there. So this is just a great event. And then our proceeds from this one go towards suicide prevention in Alger County, which one of the big things that we cover in Alger County is our school social worker.
Then you have some events also on Sunday. These are some pretty cool ones that you've got coming up here as well, too. What's going on with that?
Well, starting at 1 p.m. at the Mather Auditorium, right there in downtown beautiful Munising, Michigan, we are going to have an event called Hope Through Healing, and that'll run from about 1 to 2 o'clock. We're going to have local practitioners, whether it's yoga or meditation or faith-based community. It's really targeted towards the things you can do to cope and be supported and decrease isolation and depression. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to show a well-renowned documentary called The S Word, and that's going to run from about 2 to 3:15. It's a wonderful documentary in regards to the silence and shame and all those things that surround individuals who struggle. And it's kind of a freeing documentary. And then post that, we're going to Skype in the director of the documentary from California, and she'll be there for question and answer. And then lastly, we have a new trainer in town. Her name is Rachel Harmon, and she's going to kick off our question, persuade, and refer training opportunities throughout our county. And I would also like to indicate that the Alger Community Foundation gave us a grant that allowed us to bring in not only this speaker, the S Word, but also David Clayton from Families Against Narcotics. And then the question, persuade, and refer is another grant to the Superior Health Foundation.
Bobby, I want to ask you, as president of Alger County Communities That Care, what do you do with this organization? I mean, obviously, you're doing these events. You're talking about mental health awareness. But what are some of the other things that you do with the community?
You know, we do a lot of investing back into our community. The grants that we've received, everything goes back into our community. And we're all about training, educating, you know, and just getting the word out about so many different topics. But again, over in Alger, we're small, but we're bold and we're big, and we get things done over here.
That's really the way to look at it. And Mary Jo, also with this, it's an important opportunity for folks to come out. But you worked on putting together a series of things for people to check out. If they can't make it to one, maybe to another. And that's kind of the idea here, too, isn't it?
Yes. You know, and as Bobby indicated, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And we are giving as many opportunities for people to come out and participate. It's a wonderful opportunity to get more information, education, support, coping, all those different things. I do need to add that we are driven by a survey that we do within our county, and we've now done three of them. And we really target through programming and events, meeting our youth and our adult needs within the community. And although we may lack resources. We are extremely resourceful.
If people want to find out more about Alger County Communities That Care, what's the best way to do that?
The best way would be to go to our Facebook page, which is Alger County Communities That Care. And we also have a brand new website. It's www.algerctc.org.
That's Bobby Ayotte and Mary Jo O'Halloran-Taranjo with Alger County Communities That Care. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.